he moved over nearby and said to him, "Teucerus, good soldier and leader that you are, that is the way to shoot. Your marksmanship will be a gleam of pride for the Danaans, and for your father, too, for Telamon. He reared you at home despite your bastard birth. Now, distant as he is, lift him to glory. And I can tell you how the case will be if Zeus, beyond the storm cloud, and Athena allow me ever to storm and pillage Troy. I pledge a gift to you, next after mine, a tripod or a team with car, or else a woman who will sleep with you." To this the noble Teucerus answered,
"Agamemnon, Excellency, I am doing all I can. No point in promising things to cheer me on. As long as I have it in me, I will never quit. No, from the time we held and pushed them back on Ilion, I have watched here with my bow for openings to kill them. 8 good shots I've had by now with my barbed shafts, and all on target in the flesh of men. But that mad dog I cannot hit."
So saying, he let one arrow more leap from the string in passionate hope to knock Lord Hector down. He missed once more, but did hit in the chest a noble son of Priam, Gorgythion, whom Castor Enyra of Isyme bore, a woman tall in beauty as a goddess. Fallen on one side, as on the stalk a poppy falls, weighed down by showering spring, beneath his helmet's weight his head sank down. Then Teucerus, aiming hard at Hector, let an arrow leap from the string, and yet again he missed. This time Apollo nudged its flight toward Archeptolemus, driver to Hector, as he came on. It struck him near the nipple. Down he tumbled from the car, his horses shying back as the man died where he fell. A gloom passed over Hector for his driver, but angered as he was, he left him there and called out to his brother Cebriones to take the reins. As he did so, Lord Hector sprang out of the glittering chariot with a savage cry, picked up a stone, and ran for Teucerus in a fury to strike him down. Out of his quiver the cool archer drew one more keen arrow, fitting it to the string, but even as he pulled it back, Lord Hector cast the rough stone and caught him on the shoulder, just at the collarbone, that frail cross-beam that separates the chest and throat. A tendon snapped. The archer's arm went numb. He dropped on one knee, and his bow fell. Now great Ajax, seeing his brother fallen, threw himself forward to give him cover with his shield. And Mecisteus and brave Alastor, two of Ajax's men, reached under him and bore him groaning toward the ships. The Olympian again at this put heart into the Trojans, and straight into the moat they drove the Achaeans, Hector, elated, leading the attack.